I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. Last year, we introduced you to New Directions, a long-term drug and alcohol treatment program run for and by veterans. Located in the heart of Los Angeles, New Directions is a one-stop haven for vets who find themselves homeless and hopeless.
We're called the last house on the block. So when guys get here, the average, I would say, is at least 15 years of active use. We've got guys that have been in and out of prisons, long-term homelessness. So here, the biggest obstacle to anyone is just believing that, you know, if I invest this time, is it going to do me any good?
That's fellow veteran Anthony Belcher. At one time, he too was homeless and struggled with a 25-year addiction to drugs and alcohol. New Directions helped him turn his life around and inspired him to give back. NPR's Farai today caught up with Anthony to see what he's been up to since they last spoke.
The Assessment Center Detox Unit I was supervisor for last year. I now also supervise our outreach department, which consists of three employees and a brand new van.
My goodness, so you've got extra weight on your shoulders, huh?
Well, I wouldn't call it extra weight. What I would call it is a greater opportunity to get out and serve veterans, homeless people, and people who are trying to get into recovery from drug and alcohol abuse.
So tell me about what you have taken on when you talk about outreach. It sounds like you're really hitting the streets.
Yes, we are. We are actually in the streets in Long Beach, Skid Row area, of course, here in Los Angeles. Basically, wherever the homeless population goes, that's where we go. We are, of course, primarily looking for trying to identify veterans and get them into our program. But while we're out, we refer other people who are looking for facilities for various treatments, whether it be mental health, drug and alcohol, or just to get off the streets.
Anthony, I want you to take us to the street and give me just a little bit of what you would say to a man that you walked up to. What would you say to him to really offer him that opportunity to come in out of the street?
Well, first thing I do is I identify them as a veteran. And then if I ask them if they want to change their lives. Do you want to stop doing what you're doing? If they say yes, then I explain to them what we have to offer. Every veteran, homeless veteran that comes into our program that graduates leaves here with a job, with some money in the bank, and with somewhere safe to stay. We don't treat just the addiction. We treat the whole human being. We have an employment center. We have culinary training. We have resume workshop, anger management classes, everything that someone like that would need, we provide right here under one roof. We have a dual diagnosis program as well as a women's program. So we try to deal with the whole ball of wax.
Do you ever get personal with them about your own experiences?
I do, if that's what it'll take. Because I've run into a lot of guys who've just gotten out of jail or prison, and I tell them in my 25-year history of active addiction, I went to 5 prisons in 3 states, all for petty theft. And if I can change, anyone can. I will celebrate my 4th year clean and sober the 17th of next month. You know, my life went from homeless and hopeless to very fruitful. I've gotten engaged. I'm engaged to marry a very beautiful woman.
Wow, I'm just so thrilled for you.
Yeah, it's wonderful, and it just keeps getting better.
That's great. You know, one thing I was really struck by when I visited New Directions was the fellowship there, the camaraderie among people who understood maybe not every detail of every person's life, but the outlines of it and had respect for each other. Tell us about that camaraderie.
Well, the camaraderie comes from the fact that 90% of our program staff are all graduates of this program. So what we tell the guys is that, you know, we know how you feel. We understand because we've been there. Every one of our case managers, the co-founders, Larry Williams and John Kevney, all of us are graduates of New Directions. So we understand. We've all sat in detox. I've sat in the same chairs, slept in the same beds of the unit I supervise now. So that's where the camaraderie comes from.
With the Iraq War going on for half of a decade now, are you seeing more men, different kinds of men? How has that affected who you serve?
Okay, what's going on? First of all, we've been granted some funds to open our own program designed specifically to serve the Iraqi Afghanistani veterans. In the last year, I've seen about 15 kids in my detox unit. The biggest problem is they're way young. They're 23, 25 years old. The other thing is that they're suffering from a severe PTSD.
Where I'd leave you is you are running, and by you I mean you and everyone else at New Directions, by all intents and appearances, a really successful program. Obviously, you're not able to bring everyone into the fold. What do you hope for as you do your work? And although you have an incredible success rate, it's still uphill because some people are not going to be ready for your kind of transformation.
Well, ideally, we hope to get every veteran off the streets, give them their dignity back, or help them get their dignity back, their citizenship back, the humanity back. And if nothing else, we will always stand as a beacon of hope that life can be better, we can change, we can do anything that anybody else has done, and that they're most importantly that we care and we will always be here to help.
Anthony, congratulations on everything in your life and everything your program's doing.
Thank you.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea with Anthony Belcher. He supervises the Outreach and Assessment Center at New Directions, a nonprofit organization that helps homeless and drug-addicted veterans in the Los Angeles area.